Michigan Senator Elissa Slotkin wants struggling Democrat Party to fucking retake the flag and defeat Trump. By Amy Furr on April 25, 2025. Senator Elissa Slotkin, DME, is apparently going to outline in an upcoming speech a war plan to defeat President Donald Trump, R, who won her state during the 2024 presidential election. During an interview with Politico about the speech she will deliver in Lansing on Thursday, Slotkin claimed the president is doing a whole bunch of things that I think are a threat to our economy and a threat to our democracy, and I have a responsibility on behalf of my state to point that out and try to do something about that, the outlet reported on Thursday. A recent Economist/YouGov survey found that the Democrat Party was in free fall as a majority viewed it unfavorably, per Breitbart News. Slotkin will apparently take a hard stance when it comes to her fellow Democrats, as the party's brand has apparently collapsed after President Trump won the presidency for a second time. The Politico article continued. In the first of a series of speeches about the Democratic Party's path out of the wilderness, the Michigan senator said she will span everything from strategy to tactics and tone, acknowledging public perception of the party as weak and woke needs to change. She is urging Democrats to fucking retake the flag with appeals to voters' sense of patriotism, to adopt the goddamn alpha energy of Detroit Lions coach Dan Campbell, and to embrace an airing out of potential 2028 presidential candidates in a broadly contested primary. Slotkin apparently wants Democrats thinking about running for president in 2028 to get a head start, and the Politico article also noted, an aide described her forthcoming remarks as a part buck up, part come to Jesus speech. Following Trump's address to the nation in March, Slotkin in her rebuttal claimed his policies do not help Americans thrive. However, a recent CNN poll found that Americans are much happier under President Trump's economic leadership than they were when former President Joe Biden, D, was in office, per Breitbart News. Notably, Trump won Michigan in November, with the Breitbart News article adding, like all other swing states, polling showed a very tight race in Michigan through the home stretch of the election and heading into election night, and the state was rated as a true toss-up.